This is In Demand. This is exclusive. This is One Night with Lady Gaga.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight, yes, we're in the presence of greatness. Mother Monster, Lady Gaga.
Yay!
Is here.
Hello.
I want to clap for you too.
Excellent. Thank
you
very
much.
You
look beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Right now?
She does. Yeah, of course you do.
Always.
Well, you look beautiful too. I like the purple.
Thanks.
I like how your shadow matches your outfits. Very
thank
cute.
You.
A lot of thought went into it, as I'm sure it did into yours as well. tonight, all about you, Lady Gaga. Welcome to In Demand.
In Demand. This is One Night with Lady Gaga.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Lady Gaga still with us on
Yay.
The show.
Yay!
A couple of years ago was the first time, just over 2 years ago now, was the first time we spoke to you.
Yeah, I remember meeting you.
A metaphorical rise to fame. How frightening has it been?
It's not been frightening, just been exciting. And it's been really awesome seeing how the fans have grown and become so close to each other. My favorite part is when I hear that people come to the show by themselves and leave with friends. That makes me so happy.
That's sweet, isn't it?
They all come together. And also, I think Twitter's got a massive, you know, you've got such a huge following on Twitter. First person to get 10 million people on Twitter.
So amazing. I can't believe it. Wow.
And they're all friends through that, I think, as well.
I think that's one of the ways. But I just think also, you know, the message of the show and you know, they're... The show is meant to be a space of freedom and no judgment. And I think what's been so great is that it's really translated outside of the arena and it's continued in the real world. And the culture of the fans is kind of outside of pop music now. It's not just about, you know, music videos or charts or anything. It's really just about them and who they are.
2.5 million people have now seen the show. These are the stats that we've seen. That's crazy. That's a small country.
2.5 million?
Oh, that's what I have seen. People.
Plus the HBO special.
Of course.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And on YouTube and stuff like that.
I was so happy about the HBO special. I sometimes feel like if you haven't seen me live, there's no way for you to have even an inkling of what I'm about as an artist or what I'm going on about in my music or with my performance pieces or my fashion. I just feel like the show is the answer to all things.
Definitely. And you've introduced like almost like a jazz element to it as well, because you were part of the jazz club in high school. And was that where you sort of got kind of picked on a bit because it was a bit different to be in the jazz club?
Well, it was actually not at my school. It was at the boys' school down the street. That was one of the things. I was bullied for all sorts of things. Although many of my fans know about my jazz background and know about my skills as a musician and my voice, a lot of the world hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
So I just thought it would be sort of an interesting and maybe unexpected moment for those watching. And I got lost in it as well. It was so funny. You know, the Monster Bowl just ended, so I really miss doing the show.
Do you think you would ever do an entire album of jazz music? Would that be something you might do in the future?
If I did, it would be, you know, just, you know, for a holiday, something special. It wouldn't be as a you know, a major release, I don't think, as well.
When do you actually get time to sleep? Because you always honour every commitment you have. You never let your fans down. It must make you suffer sometimes. How much sleep on average do you think you get a night?
I don't know. I mean, actually, sometimes I'll sleep, you know, a lot. But it's just, you know, I think when you get past a certain point of exhaustion, you can't catch up.
Yeah.
But I do always joke that I'm always moving while I'm sleeping because I'm usually on a bus or on a plane or in a car.
Yeah.
So I'm still moving. I'm never really still.
Even if I'm asleep, I'm
being moved by an object.
We were saying before we came in to talk to you, when you go on an aeroplane, obviously we always see you get out of your cars, come out of your hotels, out of your gigs, and you're in full costume. You always look amazing. Mm. Do you get on the plane and then put some sweatpants on secretly?
Just usually naked.
Amazing.
Good girl.
Usually amazing. Naked with a blanket and someone screaming at me because they're like, the pilot's coming on. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Do you have the shoes off as well, or are they poking out the end of the blanket?
Sonia, who's House of Gaga, she's with me all the time and she always takes pictures. She says I always sleep very strange.
Can you introduce Judas for us? We'll play it now on the show.
Yes. Hello, everyone. This is Lady Gaga and we are now going to play you Judas, a song about how I always go back to men who are so bad for me.
In Demand. One Night with Lady Gaga.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. One Night with Lady Gaga. And we've already talked about how many people have seen you live, which leads to the next obvious question.
You must be planning the next tour already. You must be so excited.
I can't wait. Yeah, I'm already putting together the next show, the Born This Way Ball. I'm thinking of calling it the Born This Way Ball, the third installation of the Monster Ball. I think that's what it should be called. I really like the idea that the Monster Ball is its own thing that will never die. I just want to continue the legacy of it because the fans will always be monsters and they really are the reason for the show.
We really want to play Hair. So can you tell us what it's all about, please?
I wrote Hair about how when I was young, my mom and dad used to ask me to not leave the house dressed certain ways and would ask me to change my hair. And my mom would even cut my hair at night when I was asleep because I would have really long split ends because I would refuse to cut my hair because I liked it really long like a hippie. So this song is about how your hair is your glory and my hair represents my identity as it does represent the identity for many people. So the lyrics are, I've had enough, this is my prayer that I'll die living just as free as my hair.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. One night with Lady Gaga. Me and Lucy being total fans tonight.
The UK absolutely loves you. You must enjoy coming here.
Well, I love being in the UK so much and it's really great to see all the fans and I always make sure I go outside the hotel and give them kisses and hugs and spend a little bit of time with them. And my favorite thing to do is drive away and find a pub somewhere in the middle of nowhere and have some fish and chips and mushy peas and a pint.
Okay, we're going to play another song. Let's go for a fan favourite. I think it's already a fan favourite, to be fair. I've seen people singing along to it. Can you introduce You and I?
This next song is called You and I. I am very privileged and proud and very grateful that Mutt Lange produced this record and Brian May from Queen played guitar on it. So here it is. This is a love song. This is You and I.
In Demand. One night with Lady Gaga. You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy. You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Lady Gaga still on Yay. In Demand with us tonight.
Now, let's talk about Judas, because let's face it, many of us have always gone back to men who are bad for us. Why do we do that, do you think? Why does it happen? Is it just in our makeup?
Well, I think, you know, things haunt you. Mm. Things haunt you that you can't have or if it doesn't turn out just the way you want it to. And that's... when I originally wrote the song, it was about a guy who really loves Judas Priest.
Okay.
And then as I started to write the lyrics, I thought, oh, well, Judas was the ultimate betrayer in the Bible. So I was sort of to change the lyrics a bit. And then when I did the video, I did more research on historical documents and looked up the betrayal in the Bible and discovered that really what the story was about was that Jesus forgave Judas and knew that he would betray him and that without the betrayal of Judas of Jesus, the prophecy of the crucifixion would have never been fulfilled. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be interesting to make a video about forgiveness and about how betrayal is just part of your destiny?
Did it cost £6 million to make the video?
No, I would never spend that much money on a music. That is such a... I mean, I would never say anything waste in reference to art, but, you know, I would give to charity before I would spend that much money on a music video.
And you yourself know how expensive it is to put on the shows, that kind of thing. Because, you know, when you first started, you were losing
video.
A lot of money as well, weren't you, when you started out with all the costumes?
Yeah, I was bankrupt in the middle of the Monster Ball, the first half, the theater portion. And then we sold out, everybody loved it, and Live Nation... I just will never forget that day because my manager called me and he's like, Gaga, you have no money. You can't put the show on that you want to put on. You're in debt. And I just said, keep me on the road. Whatever you do, just keep me on the road because I could pay off
as
I was going. And then eventually Live Nation came to me and they said, we love your show so much and we believe you could sell out arenas and we will pay for your stage. And that was, you know, big break.
Exactly. Now, obviously, you always kind of put a lot of yourself in the songs, like you were saying with Judas. It's always a personal experience. Edge of Glory is another incredibly personal experience. And we have to say, we do think it is one of your finest songs yet.
Thanks.
It's epic. Amazing. It's epic. And then you've got the saxophone solo at the end. And it's just explodes.
We have this
explodes.
Kind of image of like Melanie Griffith in the 80s, sort of going through New York with the shoulder pads.
out there. I'm going to have...
Working girl.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That was my favorite tweets that I was getting when it came out, as all the fans were tweeting me and saying, oh my gosh, it reminds me of the end of the movie in the 80s. Every movie in the 80s. Yeah. I said, yes, that's exactly what I wanted it to sound like.
Good. Now, you've already worked with quite a few people in your career, obviously notably Beyonce on Telephone. We know that you are the godmother of Elton John's little boy. So in terms of the people you know now, the people you've worked with, who would you most like to collaborate with in the future if you wanted
to? I don't know yet. I guess I would just like it to be organic and natural. Yeah. What's been really nice about some of the people that I've met, mostly the legends, I would say, is that they're all really nice. So yeah. That stuff happens really naturally. It's just, you know, when you meet someone that you work with well, it'll just happen.
Okay, and in terms of Gaga ever settling down, having her own family, do you think you'll be doing that at some point, or do you think you'll always just be about the music and the little monsters?
I think I can be about both. I think someday I'll have babies, yeah. I've just got, you know, little caviar egg nails.
Yeah, they're amazing. They're black nails with these little like caviar eggs.
Caviar nails.
They're absolutely gorgeous. They look very nice on your paws.
Like an eagle. That's what you're like. A bird of prey.
Okay, so finally, we just want to just quickly talk about
I like him. He's got a close-up shot of the nails.
Oh, nice one, James.
Good
He's
job.
Good.
Epic win.
You are set to appear in Glee. Has it all been confirmed? And have you got time to film it yet?
I don't know exactly when, but I know that we will be doing it at some point. I really like that show.
It's amazing. And they've done great things with your songs
so far.
They're
so great. I love them so much. And I went to theater school, so I have like a soft spot for that show.
And you understand like how they sort of get picked on, that kind of thing. And
yeah, and I just, you know, I think, and you know, that show really pushes, you know, and I don't know how it translates in other countries, but especially in America, you know, they really push the boundaries in terms of modern social issues on the show. And I think it's, you know, really admirable.
Do you have a favorite character?
I don't know. I don't want to say.
Lady Gaga, you're a superstar. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Can you introduce Edge of Glory?
Yes. Hi, everyone. This is Lady Gaga. This is my new single, The Edge of Glory.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The podcast.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.